Hello everyone, welcome back to Voice of Unwavering Confidence. I hope you guys are having an amazing night. It's been forever and I have no excuses, but I'm here tonight to lead us in a prayer. And I've been reading this book, The Battlefield of the Mind by Joyce Meyer. And it's been on and off. Like, I'd read and I've not been super consistent. I don't even think I've been super consistent with so many things, but a lot of that inconsistency I find is tied to the state of my mind. I've been in an interesting place, and I know that it all started with good news and miracles and breakthroughs and passing my exam and getting a new job and being engaged and getting ready for my wedding and a lot of these things that are blessings and showers of blessings. Yay, we want them all the time, but then sometimes it takes us away from what we really need to be doing. And I've experienced that, and I've dealt with a lot of guilt, and I sort of let the guilt in way too much, that I believe that I experienced this thing that the book I'm reading calls mind-binding spirits. And I wouldn't say I'm out of it yet, but I know I'm making my way out, and I'm just, you know, in between my night shift, and, you know, I was like, why not just record something, and let's pray about this thing, because I know that I don't just want to pray for myself, but I know that tons of people out there are experiencing this mind-binding spirit of a thing where you know the truth, you want to act out the truth, you want to walk according to the truth, but your mind will not let you. Just the frame of mind in which you're in is not allowing you to actually take action. So I'm just gonna say a quick prayer, and I'm saying this for myself, for anyone out there who the devil has put all these different thoughts in your mind. And I say, in the name of Jesus, in the name that is above every other name, we come against every mind-binding spirit, every spirit that takes captive of our thoughts and hinders us from doing things that we ought to do, that keeps us feeling guilty, that keeps us feeling guilty about the things that we have not done, about the things that we should be doing that we aren't doing. And Lord, we just pray that you help us. We pray that the Holy Spirit will pull us out of this place and help us to meditate on your word. God, your word says that every thought that raises itself up against the knowledge of the word of God must be taken captive. And so, Father, we take these thoughts, these spirits, these mind-binding spirits captive in the name of Jesus. Father God, we declare that we are free. Your word says that he whom the Son of Man sets free is free indeed. Father God, we know that we have been made free by the blood of your Son that was shed on the cross of Calvary. We know that we are saved. We know that we are free. We know that our sin cannot keep us captive. Father Lord, the way death could not hold you down, Father Lord God, our sins and our shortcomings will not hold us down in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that we'll be able to take hold and lay hold of all that you have proposed for us in the name of Jesus. We ask that You help us to have a better relationship with you. Help us to serve you, not just because of the hard times that we're going through. Help us to serve you in spirit and in truth. Help us to love you genuinely. Help us to seek your face, not just because of the things that we want, but Lord God, just because you died for us on the cross of Calvary, and because you seek to have a relationship with us. Father God, help us to walk and live in accordance to your will. Help us to rest in the fact that all will be well. Help us to rest in the fact that you are working all things out for our good. Father God, we lay down our burdens down at your feet, and we ask that you take absolute control. Whenever we try to pick them up again, help us to lay them back down. Father God, do not let us relapse and fall back into this place over and over again. We are tired of being mediocre. We are tired of this space that we're in. We want to do more. We want to grow. We don't want to remain stagnant. We don't want to keep getting back to this place. We want to make progress, Lord. Help us. Thank you, God, because we know that you have answered. Father God, I pray for everyone who gets the opportunity to listen to this podcast. I know that your word in Ecclesiastes 9:11 says that time and chance happen to them all. And Lord, I know that you're the owner of time and chance. So anyone that needs to hear this, that needs to be liberated from these mind-binding spirits, from these thoughts, from these feelings, who is in this place, the same place that I'm in right now, Father God, I pray that, Lord, you direct their steps to listen to this. And Lord, I pray that every captive will be set free in Jesus' name. Amen.